Welcome to today's Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about operations and events going on for the month of March. This is part one of a two-part interview.
So as we're coming up on a year since the pandemic began its spread in Iowa, the Washington Public Library is continuing to loosen restrictions for mitigating the pandemic as of March 1st. What is going to be happening as far as operations at the library?
Well, we'll continue with our contactless curbside book service, so that will still be available to anybody that would like to do that. So we can still put books outside. You can just pull up and get them that way. You just need to call the library or use our Gabby texting to do that. So call 653-2726 to schedule a curbside appointment. Those will be every hour. The front door of the library will be unlocked, and it will be from 10 to 6 Monday through Thursday, and then 10 to 4 on Fridays. And we just ask that you check in at the front desk when you arrive, and you'll have a 30-minute block to go and browse for books and check out. We'll just give you a sheet when you come to the front desk, and it will say your time out for checkout. And that's just so we can have smaller numbers in at a time, since we are a busy, busy library, which we're proud of, but we want to make sure that we're still using some precaution that way. As far as computer and study room reservations, we're still asking for appointments for that. So please call the library for that to schedule. And those will be every other hour so we can disinfect in between. And I just want to point out that we do still have, and we will continue having, the remote printing. So if you have the printer on app from your phone, or you can use our website, there's a kiosk on there, and you can use a remote printing service. So that's really helpful, and we've had a lot of people use that. Meeting rooms are open for scheduling, and those will be scheduled through me. So if you want to just call the library and ask for me, that would be great. And we're setting them up where we have two big rooms that are open, so there's a lot more social distancing since not everybody is vaccinated yet, and you know, everybody's kind of waiting for their second dose for those 65 and older. We're still trying to do the social distancing in the library. Of course, free Wi-Fi will continue and will always be available as long as we can afford it outside the library 24 hours a day. So that's something that has increased over the last year, obviously, as well.
How do you think the curbside pickup has been going overall? I mean, I've heard from other libraries that it's been pretty successful for them.
Yes, it's something that I think most libraries will actually stick to in talking to other directors. And we had already kind of determined that we would continue with that just because, you know, there are people that don't want to get out of their cars, and maybe we'll just bring them their books outside to their cars. It kind of goes along with our homebound service that we have as well. So yeah, we're going to continue that for as long as, you know, it continues to be successful. And yeah, it has been very successful statistic-wise.
Well, coming off of what I'm sure was kind of a busy Fiber Arts February, what is going on this library for the March? Or March for the library, I should say.
Yeah, so Fiber Arts February was great. Leanne does a great job every year, and she's so creative. So we're going to have all those displayed, all of the fabric wrap paintings that she had classes on. All of those will be displayed in the front window. So as you walk by the library front window, those will be up through the month of March, so you can see what we did. Also, Janessa had a recycled runway project in February, and she'll have the finished projects up in the window as well, so you can see what we did with that, and hopefully join us next year, because those are yearly activities that we do. As far as March events, because we are unlocking the library, we're not doing as many activities because we're going to be focusing on the patron base coming into the library more for this month and preparing for summer reading. So one event that's really cool, actually Leanne is doing this one. It's Stories from the Recipe Box, it's called. So all month we'll be collecting recipes and stories from the community. And what you do is send us a copy of your favorite recipe. And it would be nice if it was scanned from original handwriting or typed by you. Then include a story that goes along with the recipe. And you can write a paragraph or a page. So for instance, if you have, you know, grandma's, you know, homemade cookie recipe, just write a little story about it. It's kind of like meaningful if you know, they've passed on, that type of thing. And the recipes and stories will be shared with the community in upcoming months by Facebook and a printed booklet. And all the participants will receive a copy of the booklet. So either call the library and talk to Leanne or one of us. You can mail them to the Washington Public Library at 115 West Washington Street. Or you can email the library at reference@washington.lib.ia.us or call and speak to Leanne herself.
Aww.
So that will be a fun event.
That was the first half of a two-part Halcyon House Washington page with Washington Public Library Director Brenna Walker about operations and events going on for the month of March. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.